Next up, we have the artichoke.
Hello there, may I ask your name?
Ellen the Artichoke Razorway, at your service. What can I do you for?
Well, I'm conducting a survey of the customers. What's your occupation?
I'm a hero. That means I save the world for a living. Mostly by killing things.
And what brings a hero like you to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Well, it was the only restaurant in town I'm still allowed at. Really, you drive a motorcycle through the kitchen one time and they ban you for life around here.
Well, what did you think of the restaurant?
The service could be a bit better. I waited a whole 10 minutes before they gave me my food.
Was the food good at least?
Oh, definitely. I couldn't get enough of the hot dogs.
Glad you enjoyed it. Does this mean you would recommend the restaurant to others?
Now just hold on. I'm not giving you free advertising without something in return. Pay me and I'll consider it.
Sorry, I'm not authorized to make that kind of decision. What about you, sir? What's your name?
Xylem Pith!
Nice to meet you, Xylem. And where do you work?
I'm a gardener for a few of the people in town.
And why did you come to our restaurant?
It was nearby, so I just decided to check it out.
Fair enough. And did the experience meet your expectations?
The atmosphere here is too threatening for me. That man over there keeps shouting and slamming the tables. And when I ordered some hot dogs, they told me he had already bought all of them. All of them! I don't feel safe eating in a restaurant with those kind of people around.
Mind your own business, Pipsqueak.
Do you have a problem, sir?
Ah, and who might you be?
Daniel Expedare, Champion of Righteousness. I am Mr. Pitt's bodyguard.
Well, that answers my next two questions already. May I ask how you felt about your dining experience?
It was wonderful. I was happy to find a restaurant that so willingly accepts dimensional travelers, without question.
Ah! You weren't supposed to tell anybody!
I mean, it was good, and by no means are we travelers from another plane of existence.
Hey!
Moving on. What did you think of the food?
It was the most heavenly burger I've ever eaten. I cried tears of joy just thinking about it.
Does that mean you would recommend us to your friends?
Most definitely. A place as wonderful as this must be shared with the world. By which I mean this one, not the one we're not from.
I'm embarrassed even to be associated with you three.
There's no animals allowed in the restaurant.
I am not an animal. I am a very powerful wizard. I just happen to be transformed into a weasel at the moment.
All right, I'll buy it. What's your name then?
Piff Trip. Just Piff Trip. You'd do well to remember that.
Can't say I'll be forgetting it anytime soon. What are you doing here, Piff Trip?
Keeping an eye on these idiots.
Hey!
Are you enjoying the restaurant?
It's decent. Nothing special, though.
What about the food?
It's passable. Bit too well done for my taste, though.
Would you recommend us to others?
If they're in the area, I suppose.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Thanks for participating. Hope to see you again soon.
Don't count on it.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi.
Artichoke stole Zane's last voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or Zane's voice in his last one.
Only he kept going out of the voice.
Yeah. All right. So, in my notes that I've totally written down, I think that all your people sounded different. They were all very different sounding, but they did not seem believable to me at like. I don't know. It just. I felt like you were putting on the voice, but you didn't really give the characters any life at all.
Well,
So it didn't.
okay. On paper, in his email, he said, "Starring Alan the Artichoke Razorway, designated hero, Xylem Pith, the world's most cowardly gnome, Daniel Expedare, champion of justice, and Pip Thrip Trip, the fuzzy archmage." So on paper, it seems like it would be epic win. Like,
Right.
the character ideas were
But
really good.
yeah, it was. I felt like you didn't. You had the characters
Was no
all had
follow-through.
stories, but yet you just didn't show it at all in what you were
You
doing,
didn't
which is
commit
sad
to
because
the
it.
characters.
Right, I even wrote that down for your second voice. You didn't seem to be very committed to your character speech pattern. It seemed like you would kind of half-assedly do it. And then, but then you didn't really truly believe that the character was talking like that, so it just seemed like you were trying to talk like that instead of just naturally being a person who spoke like that.
So. It's no good. No good. I am a little disappointed in you this week, Artichoke.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to go voice by voice or like what? Or do you want to just leave it at that?
Sure.
I mean, I have the same comment for pretty much all the voices.
Yeah, same.
Except the last one was the worst because you came out of it and it was like a really stereotypical voice that everybody but me can do, apparently.
Yeah.
Every time somebody does that voice, which has been a lot, I always try to prove that it's like a voice everybody does and then try to do it and then I can never do it. And then I've done this 3 or 4 times now on the show and I need to stop.
I don't think like cartoony voices are bad to do per se, but like it's just when you were slipping out of it, too, it didn't seem believable, really.
Cartoon voices are one thing, but you still need to set up a believable character.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that the speech patterns were all that, like, they're kind of like all the same speech patterns.
I think you tried, which I really appreciate, but, like, it's just, you need to fully commit it, fully believe that you are the person. You can't just, you have to throw yourself into the character. You can't just, like, be like, oh, I'm going to talk stiltedly, and then have that work as, you know, a speech pattern or a person, I guess, if that makes sense.
However, I do like your chances on Fail It. You're doing quite fail on that show, so good job on that. But yeah, as for how this, you're not so good for me.
I'm a little worried. It makes me sad.
Okay. But I'll pretend that I'm worried too. I don't really care as long as I'm not getting eliminated from this show. Who gets eliminated?
Alright.
I mean, I care. I care. I'm invested in the show, but I'm not going to be emotionally distraught over it.
That's good.
Yeah. If I get eliminated. I mean, if I don't care who gets eliminated because I won't be hurt by whoever gets eliminated.
I have more emotion than I am showing. I really am. I'm just...
You're like, I'm worried for you. All right, done.
I swear, I'm done. Next up, we have Inukai.
Okay, I got with me 4 people, and we are going to interview them for Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express. Okay, so, what are all your names?
Stonewall Jackson.
Ooh, you can call me Gary.
Hi, I'm Mud.
And I'm Cecil.
Okay, could all you tell me your current occupation or what you do for a living?
I honk tie pigs and turn them into bacon.
I do a bit of fortune telling.
I play with Mud.
What?
Interesting answers. Okay, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
I was selling bacon.
I needed a more meaty experience.
I like hot dogs.
What?
How did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
I liked it.
They were very exquisite.
Yummy.
What, Billy?
Okay, what food did you order, and did you enjoy it?
I ordered the bacon dog. It was tasty.
I ordered the veggie dog, and I enjoyed it deeply.
I ordered the mud dog. I liked it.
What'd you say about hot dogs, Billy?
Okay, last question of the night. Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Yes.
Yes, I would very much recommend this place to all of my friends.
Yes, I would.
I don't have friends.
This is a DQ.
It's not a DQ.
It is a DQ.
Why is it a DQ?
Please have each interview for one character be at least 30 seconds. So the minimum amount of time for the entire challenge is 2 minutes.
Oh, you meant like that. Okay.
Yeah, I meant, what other kind of way is there?
I thought you said something about, I don't know. I'm really confused and tired right now. I'm sorry.
I mean, they're your rules. I don't have the authority to DQ somebody, but...
No, I do.
I'm a judge. I can DQ somebody. But yeah,
yes.
It says, please have each interview for one character be at least 30 seconds. So the minimum amount for the entire challenge is 2 minutes, and this was under 2 minutes.
Yes,
so
it was.
Unfortunately, it's a DQ.
It is.
Which is sad.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. You should have read the instructions.
Yeah.
But I like you overall. Like, I like you as a person.
You are a very lovely individual.
Should we critique this anyway, or should we just, like... Not.
I feel like there wasn't enough to, like, fully critique, because I think he thought... Yeah, he said he thought it was... The maximum was 2 minutes, but it said minimum
that
was 2 minutes.
That is an unfortunate mistake to make.
Yeah. But I wrote specifically they all had to be 30 seconds, so yeah. I don't know.
I guess just read the instructions more carefully next time.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you were boned.
Me too. I'm sorry that you were boned by the magical hot dog express.
Explosion.
You wouldn't be the first, and you won't be the last. Are we done?
I think I'm done. Okay. I'm sorry. Last but not least, we have Koido.
Hey guys, Koido here, and today we're going to be reviewing the newest restaurant to pop up in these parts, Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express. So let's meet some customers and get some reactions. Excuse me, sir.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's your name?
Yo, man, my name's Paulie.
Do you have a last name at all, or...?
Hey, whoa, what the fuck is this, huh? You a fucking cop or something?
No, I'm just trying to, never mind. So, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Man, I just love a fucking good hot dog, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing better than a fucking hot dog on a fucking hot day, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand, that sounds nice. So, what was your experience like?
Oh, it was fucking amazing. I walk in there and I'm like, I want a fucking hot dog. And these two hot bitches, they come right up to me and they're like, here's your fucking hot dog. Fucking beautiful.
That sounds fantastic. So what did you order? Did you enjoy it?
Man, I had the Godfather motherfucking special, you know what I'm saying? With all the fucking shit on it. Fucking huge hot dog, man. Tasted beautiful.
I'm sure it was delicious. So would you recommend anyone else to come here?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. This place has a real future ahead of it. You know, provided they get protection from the right fucking people, because, you know, you fuck with the wrong people and they'll fuck you right back. So, moral of the story, kids, is don't fuck with the wrong people.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Well, that was interesting. Let's try to find someone else, shall we? Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hello.
Hi there. What's your name?
My name's Michael Thompson.
I see. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender at the local pub.
Uh-huh. So, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Restaurant?
Well, actually, I only came in to use the bathroom, but they said I had to have a hot dog before they let me.
Oh, that's a weird policy. So, what was your experience like then?
Well, what kind of experience do you think I had? I had to use the bathroom, and I had to have a hot dog first. I had to use the bathroom even more after I had it.
Oh, that doesn't sound pleasant. So what did you order? Was it any good?
Well, I only had the basic hot dog, but I was actually quite impressed. It didn't taste like dog shit.
Oh, really?
No, it actually tasted like cat shit. All fishy and stuff. I don't know how they managed to do that, but I suppose that's why it's magical.
I guess that could be a reason they call it that. So would you recommend anyone to come here?
No, not really. Unless, of course, you're hungry and you want to use the bathroom at the same time, because some people like to save time like that. So yeah, I guess those sort of people would like it, maybe.
Well, that's true. There are people like that, so I guess... this is interesting. Let's try to find someone else, shall we? Excuse me, sir.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing just fine. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Hank Farthington of the Farthingtons of Mississippi. Not to be confused with the Farnsworths of Massachusetts.
No, I'm sure no one would make that mistake. So, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm actually what you would call an independent entrepreneur. That means I don't work for nobody, but I still get paid by the government.
Uh-huh. I don't know how you were able to pull that off. Well, what compelled you to come to Dylan's restaurant?
Well, when I heard on TV that this here feller made hot dogs good as Mama used to make, I had to come down and try them, because, you know, my mama, she used to make the best hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get a polecat off the street, roll them up into a sausage, fry them up real good, tasted delicious.
Yes, I'm sure. So, what was your experience like?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there were a whole bunch of city folk in there, and they were using them big words and got me all kind of confused, but I don't know. I didn't really mind.
Well, it is a nice place. Well, what did you order? I'm kind of afraid to ask. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I had the Game Hunter special, and that's where they throw the hot dog in the air and you shoot it down. I actually missed the first two times, but I'll tell you what, after trying them first two that fell on the floor, they taste the better than the one I actually hit. So I don't know, there must be something on the floor there to make them taste better, like floor seasoning or something. That'd be something they should put in the menu, a floor seasoning.
Yeah, that sounds great. So would you recommend anyone to come here?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to tell my friend Bobby he has to come down here. But, you know, when he gets the Game Hunter special, I'm going to tell him to just let it fall on the floor so he can try that floor seasoning, because that would be beautiful.
I'm sure you absolutely enjoyed it. Well, I don't think we have any more time, so I guess that's all we're going to...
Yo, dude! What's up? Oh, dude, my name's Chaz, okay? Actually, my real name's Chester, but don't go spreading that around, dude, okay?
I didn't actually ask you your name, but... Oh, never mind. Do you have a job?
Aw, oh, dude, a job? I'm still in college, okay? I mean, it's the best place to be, right?
I guess. Well, what compelled you to come here, then?
Aw, oh, dude, I love hot dogs, okay? They're essential, dude. I mean, they're like water. You can't go a day without having a hot dog. I mean, you'll die or something.
Well, not really, but... Well, what was your experience like?
Aw, oh, dude, I walked in there, right, and they've got this surfboard up on the wall, and then they've got the waves behind it, and I was like, whoa, I'm in another dimension. This is amazing.
I'm sure you were excited. Well, what did you order then?
Oh, dude, I had the Wipeout, and that's where they had the hot dog, and then they put the nachos over it, so it looks like the surfer's been taken out by the surf, and it was amazing, and on top of that, it tasted awesome. This place is so awesome, I'm gonna, have to come back for dinner, and then breakfast, and then lunch, like that dude that made the tape about McDonald's sucking, except my tape would be about this place and how awesome it is, like that.
Yeah, I get the idea. So I guess you're gonna recommend your friends to come here, then.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I'm going to tell my friends about this place, and I'm going to be like, dude! And they're going to be like, dude! And I'm going to be like, dude, these hot dogs are amazing! And they're going to be like, dude, hot dogs are awesome!
Well, that's all the time we have.
Oh, you got to go.
Come on, okay. Let's get out of here.
I'll talk to you later, dude. Yo, rock on!
Well, there you have it. Some mixed reactions and some interesting menu choices, but I think the general consensus is that Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express is a resounding success. So everyone should come on down and try it out. And that's all from me. This is Koivo.
Koivo. I'm really glad your Australian accent finally came into play. It made me happy.
Yeah, you're hearing the American and the Australian right next to each other, that's... Your American is so good.
I know. You're really good at accents, I think, in general. So, yeah. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I will. I didn't like your surfer as much as I liked Reach Me Surfer. I like when you said my magical hot dog has popped up in these parts. Because that happens quite a bit. I think I'm paraphrasing you. Overall, I liked it okay. I like your normal voice a lot. It's such a good voice. I like it overall. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite thing. I kind of zoned out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked the. I liked the surfer. I felt I was a little stereotypical. Though, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought the surfer guy was kind of stereotypical, but I loved your energy of it, and I loved how into it you were, so I think that really,
Oh, God. Sorry.
Oh, no, I didn't want to say it saved the character for me, but, it definitely made your character much more, I guess, good.
As far as, the news guy goes, you probably had one of the better ones, because it was so energetic.
Right.
I think you just had the misfortune of going last, and so I've already heard now, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But, however, it was not bad by any means.
No.
You'll be perfectly safe.
Something I did have a comment about was the second voice.
Oh my.
I liked what you were doing with it, but it still sounded a bit similar to your regular voice, only because it didn't seem like you had gone all the way with it. It seemed like you were still kind of, like, I don't know. It didn't seem like to have that energy and that believability and the, I guess, it didn't seem as into it as you were with the other characters. So it kind of disappointed me because I thought it would be really, 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 like, good besides that. So, yeah. I guess if you could apply the sameness to it. Yeah. But overall, I agree. It wasn't my favorite thing from you, but it was, I didn't think it was bad at all, so.
Meh.
I'm done.
I'm done, too. Do you want to go right into it, or are we doing an elimination?
Yes, we're doing one more elimination.
That's so sad. Okay, well, then I guess we'll be right back.
All right.
What?
Why were you laughing?
That was an awkward count.
Okay, anyway.
I take no pleasure in this, Snowfender.
Banterless.
Huh?
Whose voice?
What?
What?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I called you Snowfender.
What?
I'm freaking out because the VH is broken. Go ahead. I'm like out right now.
Okay.
Are we saving people?
Yes, we're gonna save people.
Are we gonna say who won?
I don't know if we agreed on who won.
We didn't. Who won for you?
The person who won for me was Lightning Bolt.
She won for me as well, so suck it, Snowfender.
Oh, so good job, Lightning Bolt. You mutually won for us, even though we didn't discuss this at all.
I want to say who came in second for me. I know VH is broken, people. Stop paying me. You're freaking me out. Okay.
All right.
My Skype's going to crash.
Oh, no. Oh, we better
second
hurry up
for then me was B. Reed. Read to me.
Nice job, read to me.
Yeah.
Nice second comeback from last me, week. Actually. Oh.
Nice comeback from last week, I said.
Yes, good job. Second for me was actually Druox. So.
He was third for me, so that was a good pick.
Read to me was my third. So.
Third or fourth for me, the seductive B McCauley. You're saying.
Oh, we're so, like, in sync today, even though we're banterless.
No, we're not. Don't even try to get back on into my good graces.
Aw.
You bitch.
after that, I don't know if we should be saying these in order, but oh well.
Why? What does it matter?
I don't know. People get hurt about stuff.
No,
because like
if somebody...
Don't get hurt.
If somebody comes in low this week, they will try harder next week, and they'll try... Like, look at B. Reed. He came in... He almost got eliminated last week, and this week he got in the second, because I think he tried really hard this week.
That's true. All right. After that, I had Koivo.
Me too.
Whoa.
So that leaves Songbird and Artichoke. Inukai's been eliminated, right? He got a DQ.
Yes. Inukai, you're DQ'd. I'm sorry.
Which sucks.
But yeah, that was him deleting you.
That was me deleting you. I'll control Z, so you're back on, and now you're gone again.
I'm sorry.
So one of you two is going to get the deleted noise.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it?
No. I like both of these people.
So, unfortunately, I do too. It's really sad.
Yeah, well, I like her more. No. They're both my friends.
They're my friends too.
They're my
You're
friends.
You're my friend. You my friend. I'm your friend. We both friends.
People are right. Like, why are you prolonging this and talking like a moron, Snowfender?
Okay. So anyway, I'm just gonna say it. Unfortunately, Songbird, you are gonna be safe. This is unfortunately to Artichoke, who is eliminated.
That was good, Snowfender, because like when you said that, I thought, oh, did we make it? Is Songbird going? The way you said it was very good.
Thank you. I wanted to.
Artichoke, I'm sorry, but you're still in Fail It. That's really not much of a consolation, probably. But
no, you'll be the.
You
you'll
are
be awesome.
Still on
I believe
fail
in
it.
You.
Snowfender hates Fail It.
I know.
She told me it was stupid. I just want you guys to know that. What's next, Snowfender? What's next week?
Next week will be a surprise. You'll find out in the email.
It's a surprise even to Snowfender, who does not know at this point what next week is going to be.
I wrote it all down, but I haven't looked at it yet. I'm sorry.
I know what it is.
He knows what it is.
I'll tell her, and then she can put it in the email.
Okay.
Once she tells me. Okay, are we done? Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks for listening.